Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Dot Center at 515-355-3200.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome to Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Bringing the heat. What do you got? What do you get? Come on, let's talk sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in, get heard. Wherever you might happen to be listening to this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. Come on in and let's do it. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. We do have some guest first hour, Jason Stewart from the film Laugh Proud. We'll also have Todd Hoffman from the Discovery Channel back again. Second hour, Mike Montali from Fantastic Cat. Jim Lampley, always with the perfect hair, talking boxing at 10:40 Pacific. We'll also have Mark Scott Zikri. He's from the film Space Command Redemption. We were talking the other day to that weird guy. No, he was good. And then we'll end the show with comedian Kevin James Thornton, who's at Cobbs. We do have a call out to Rick Barry, because if you hadn't heard, sorry to report that the logo, Jerry West, has passed away at the age of 86. Guy who won 9 titles as a player and as a executive. You know, it's interesting. I just thought about this when I took BART today, and when I got off BART, somebody was playing that Country Road song. To the place where I belong, West Virginia. That's where Wes was from, and that's where he played in college, Mountaineers. So we can talk about it, 1-800-878-PLAY. Jerry West, of course, had a part in what the Warriors were able to do in their little recent dynasty as well. So let's talk about it. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch.tv, American Forces Radio Network, Clive, Iowa, Christy Steiger. We also can get you on sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Twitter is @RickTittle and Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on the Facebook page. Come on back.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. June is Pride Month. We know that in San Francisco more than anywhere. And speaking of that, there is an award-winning film from Margin Entertainment. It's called Laugh Proud, and it won the Festival Award at the Canadian Screens for Best Comedy Special. And we're bringing in now Jason Stewart, a comedian who is part of Laugh Proud. Jason, welcome to the show. And I used to have a teacher who was way into adverbs. Should it be laugh proudly?
I agree. And I'm so happy to be here. I will put in the LY on all the publicity material. I'll be doing that.
Speaking of putting in the LY, help my old white ass out with LGBTQIA+. I got the first five. Please help me with IA. Well, plus, I guess, means and everybody else. So what's I and A?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I'm old. I'm almost dead. I'm 5 minutes from an OJ trial. I don't know what's going on.
5 minutes. Not bad. All right. So this film, it says nine diverse comics. LBG.
It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. There are so many great new comedians in this special. I really didn't know a lot of them. Quentin had and I had talked about doing this because this is my 30th anniversary last year when we shot it. I guess it was like, oh, now it's 31 years. But when we shot, it was 30 years of me being out. I came out on the Geraldo show in 1993, and he kissed me at the end of the show. No one saw it, but it was a nice kiss on my lips, and we were involved for several years after that. No, I'm kidding. And It was pre-Fox. What was really wonderful is I got to see all these absolutely new, funny, laugh-out-loud comedians that I'd never seen before. People starting out, people from all over the country. Quentin really looked high and low for everybody. So it was really exciting. And, you know, people were from, God, Washington State and New York and Ohio and everything. I live in Palm Springs now. People always say, why did you move from Hollywood? I said, well, I was in my car. I was looking for a parking spot, and I just kept driving.
You saw the windmills, and you're like, maybe over here?
Oh, yeah. I got myself some wooden shoes, and now I'm walking around looking like Rosie O'Donnell.
Very good. Let's just go back to the Geraldo thing, because in the mid-90s, you know, like when Ellen came out on Letterman and Letterman said, so now you will function as a lesbian. She's like, yeah, Dave, I'll function as a lesbian. And then he cracked
up. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, he realized
I came out 3 years before Ellen. I came out before Ricky, before Elton, everybody. I came out before all these people decided to say, hey, I'm gay. I don't know what I was thinking. I was very young. And I just found that there was no way to actually move my career along in terms of artistically until I could talk about myself. And as Ellen would say, tell your truth.
When I was a kid and I'm in my 50s, you know, Paul Lynn was on the Hollywood Squares, and it was just kind of a tongue in cheek thing. And maybe Charles Nelson Reilly, but it was more of a, oh, we all know it's no big deal. But it is a big deal if you are gay and you got to hide it, right?
I think it was a really big deal at the time. And if people go to my website, which is jasonstewart.com, S-T-U-A-R-T, under interviews, you can see the Geraldo episode. Somebody actually put together a clip of that episode for me. And you could see how different the climate was at that time and how people just didn't really understand where we belonged and what we were going to be doing in public. And what was really interesting about the whole thing is that I never really wanted to be a Paul Lynn or a Charles Nelson Reilly. And I respect them so much, because if it wasn't for those guys and Robin Tyler and some of the others, I wouldn't be where I am. I mean, they really opened the door and they really took the slugs and the swings that people had to take. But I wanted to be my own person, whoever that would be. And I wanted to be funny on stage and be myself. And then I also wanted to be a character actor. And I've been able to do that in my own way for the last, God knows, 30-something, 40-something years, if you count when I started as an actor, because I was out for 10 years. I did Star Search and the Merv Griffin Show and George Slaughter's Comedy This and Showtime, and I did all this stuff before I came out. So I really had a real training of working on the road, doing stand-up in front of straight people. I was one of the first openly gay comedians to have his own stand-up special on Here TV, and Here TV sold it to Netflix. So I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I was the first openly gay comedian to have a Netflix special called Making It to the Middle.
So, and then I guess we always hear that there's, you know, gaydar. So, like, when you go on these shows, do you leave thinking that guy's totally gay, and everyone's like, no, he's not?
Oh,
and you're
no,
like,
honey, I don't know what anybody is anymore. They're fluid, they're liquid, they're in a jar, they're on a shelf. I'm a boy, I'm a girl. I think it's great. Look at the things that we just, oh my God, wanted to kill ourselves about, literally. I mean, it was just terrible. Now it's so common and so anything and so openly, you know, whatever you feel that day. Today I'm wearing a sundress. Tomorrow I'm going to be a goth person. You know, it just, I want to wear, shave the side of my head. I mean, anything is sort of open for anybody to be as creative and open as they want to be. I think it's wonderful.
Scott Capurro is a friend, and he told me that when he first came out, he said, I'm gay. Someone said, how long do you have to live?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm only gay on the weekends. I can't be gay every day. It's too exhausting. I start on Friday and I get it up, and Saturday I'm in there 1, 2, 3, and then Sunday I'm so tired I lie down, and then Monday I'm moving furniture with you and your friends.
Gotcha. And we're buying you pizzas and beer.
Exactly.
What, you're coming to San Francisco, I hear.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be speaking at the Frameline Film Festival on June 24th at 2:30. I'm going to be speaking on being an out actor and how one would SAG after your project. I'm the chair of the Screen Actors Guild LGBTQ Committee. I'm the national co-chair, and I'll be speaking on that. And then the next day, I'll be in Hollywood for anybody. I'm going to be in a exhibit for Pride Month of my whole career, along with Matt Boomer, Guillermo Diaz, Paris Hilton, so it's for LGBTQ people and our allies, and some wonderful drag personalities that I can't remember. Forgive me.
Things
are rocking and rolling here.
That's awesome. I'm going to tell my grandma's joke, which will probably get me canceled, but it was a fun career. when you said 2:30, she told me this joke in the 70s. She used to call that time the Chinese dentist appointment because tooth hurty.
Okay, let's move on. It's not only a racist joke, it's also bad.
I know, at least be funny, right?
Right. If you're going to get canceled, do it for a good reason.
That's like when managers get thrown out of baseball games, they're going to get a fine. So they always say getting your money's worth, where you throw all the bats and balls onto the field and everything, right?
I love sports. I really do. Mostly the outfits, but I love sports guys. I love to go to the games. I don't care who wins. I just like watching them play.
All right. Before we let you go, one more time, Laugh Proud. Tell us more about, because I know it's available video on demand right now. Tell us a little bit more as you're sort of the veteran of this, some young comedians, huh?
Yeah, they're absolutely wonderful. You can go to laughproud.com and you can find out where it's going to be playing near you. The host of it is the wonderful Jasmine Creighton, who I met, God, 30 years ago. We did a movie called Gay TV, the movie that never got released, and we became friends, and she absolutely is so wonderful and hosts the show. And we have some comedians on there that you've never seen before, people that you're going to really laugh out loud with. We have everyone from gay, lesbian, bisexual, even a seven. It's a comedian.
Intersex, yeah.
Intersex, yes, thank you. Oh, my God. That's what the I is. We just realized that's what the I is.
Oh, wait. Right.
Oh, my God. This interview is not just funny. It's educational.
Very good. Jason Stewart, everyone. Make sure to check him out in the, of course, Outstanding Variety Special, Emmy 2024 FYC. It's called Laugh Proud from Margin Entertainment. Available video on demand right now. Jason, good stuff. When you're in town, come on by if you want.
I would love that.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. More cancelable jokes on the other side, plus a free segment. Come on back. I'm Byline. Gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show veteran filmmaker Mark Sot Zikri, and he's here to talk about his new film, Space Command Redemption. Mark, welcome to the show. And we had Doug Jones on the show last week, and you know, all the people that you've worked with over the years and all the sci-fi stuff that you've done, I mean, he's right up there, isn't he?
Yes, Doug is just a legend. He's wonderful, and, you know, there's no one better than Doug. He was terrific to work with. And we'll be, again, he's going to be in the upcoming episode that we're shooting as well.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Space Command, I mean, this is a long time ago now, but this originally was a Kickstarter thing?
Yes, it was. For decades, I just worked for the studios and the networks. You know, I'd done hundreds of hours of network shows like Star Trek: The Next Generation and Babylon 5 and Deep Space Nine, and on and on and on. But with this one, I wanted to do something that was a hopeful vision of the future, something positive that would inspire people, like Star Trek inspired me when I was a kid. And so, so I turned to my audience, and they came through big time between crowdfunding and selling investment shares. In Space Command, I've raised over $4 million, and that allowed us to open a studio and shoot. We just finished shooting hour 6 of Space Command of the 12-hour season, and we've just released the first 2 hours as a feature. And it's a dream come true for me.
Was science fiction always down your road, or did you kind of find yourself there?
Science fiction. I always loved science fiction from when I was a kid, and the original Star Trek debuted when I was 10, and I just loved it. It was such a wonderful, hopeful show, even though it aired during the Vietnam War. It aired during, you know, the riots in the streets in America, where, you know, the civil rights movement. All that. It was a time of great turmoil, but Gene Roddenberry had the vision to say we can reach across boundaries and barriers. We can make a future worth living in. And that inspired millions of people around the world to become scientists and teachers and raise their kids to believe in the future, to believe in inclusivity, to believe in we're all in this together. So let's make a world worth living in for ourselves and our kids and our grandkids.
You mentioned The Next Generation, of course, the hugely successful as well. I mean, nearly 200 episodes. Did you ever think that you would find yourself? I mean, it was one thing to say, well, we're going to do a new Star Trek, but to find people like just as interested in that canon, because that lasted way longer than the original series.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, it's an amazing thing because, you know, Gene Roddenberry created a universe, and it's a great universe filled with many different characters, many different stories. And I think it's like any of the great characters or the great stories, whether it's Sherlock Holmes or Tarzan or any of these things that click with the audience. You know, it lasts and it often outlives its creator. And so I'm very honored to have written for Star Trek: Next Gen and DS9, Deep Space Nine, and all of those shows, because that was my dream as a kid. You know, to somehow be able to write for these shows that so inspired me.
You know, just as an aside, it was about 1975. I was 10 years old, and my uncle was a pretty good tennis player, and he used to hit with a lot of people. And down in San Jose one time, he said, yeah, I played tennis with Gene Roddenberry. And I'm like, the Star Trek guy, and he goes, "Oh, is that where I've heard the name?" I go, "Did you talk about Star Trek?" He goes, "I knew the name. I didn't know where he was from." I'm like, "Come on."
Yeah, exactly. But no, these were, you know, there's a handful of those kind of guys back then, like Rod Serling. I wrote extensively about the Twilight Zone. I wrote a book called The Twilight Zone Companion, and Rod Serling was very much like Gene Roddenberry. These guys who really had faith in the decency of humanity, and you know, so these men were not pessimists. They weren't cynics, but they were saying, okay, we have, you know, two possibilities. We can go down a dark road or a better road, and you know, and they led by, I think, example, and also by entertaining people. So that's exactly what we're doing with Space Command. And a lot of my friends from Star Trek and Babylon 5, a lot of the actors I worked with, you know, all I had to do was reach out and invite them aboard. And, you know, Robert Picardo from Star Trek Voyager and Doug Jones from Star Trek Discovery, as you said, and Mira Furlan and Bill Mumy and Bruce Boxleitner from Babylon 5, many other actors from my favorite science fiction shows.
Just in a weird way, the irony I was talking about, when I was 10 years old, Rod Serling died on my 10th birthday. I remember that. Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know about him was that he was super short, but he was also a paratrooper in World War II, right?
Yeah. And he boxed Golden Gloves when he was in the Army. So, it was, he graduated high school during World War II and immediately signed up for the paratroops. And so he was jumping out of airplanes into jungles full of people trying to kill him. And, but he was in astonishing shape. Even all through his life, he exercised. And if you've ever seen photos of him, even later in life with his shirt off, he looks, I mean, he's in great shape, except for the smoking. You know, smoking, he was like 4 packs a day. And so that did not help his heart at all. But he was a very, very, very driven person and a determined man. And also a great guy. I mean, people loved being with him. He was very funny and, an amazing man. But that's the funny thing about television. You don't know people's heights. And so Rod was around 5'5". And, you know, so people were often shocked when they met him that he was littler than they thought he would be. And actually, when he was teaching at a university years later, there was a very tall student who came up to ask him a question. And he said, "Well, hang on a second." And he went over to the stairway in the college, and he put him several steps down so that they could be eye to eye. And he said, "Okay, now ask me the question." You know, so he was really fun, really, really fun.
And then how cool was it, some 20 years after it went off the air, you kind of did a little reboot there in the 80s of The Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah, and I wrote for that show as well, and it was an amazing writing staff. The people who were on that writing staff, George R. R. Martin, who went on to create Game of Thrones, and many other just terrific writers were on that staff. So there were some very good scripts, but it didn't have Rod at the head of it. You know, the original Twilight Zone had Rod Serling, and he gathered together a small group of writers who were phenomenal: Richard Matheson, Charles Beaumont, George Clayton Johnson. I mean, these were just the best of the best, and. And so I think Twilight Zone, the original Twilight Zone, has lasted because it's just terrific. It's enormously entertaining, wonderful actors. And so for me, right out of college, to be able to interview the writers and producers and directors and actors who made Twilight Zone was just such an honor. And fortunately, I recorded all of those interviews. Mm. So when I produced the Blu-ray set, I was able to take a lot of those audio recordings and put them as extras on the episode. So that was really terrific to be able to hear. And I also found tape of Rod teaching a class in writing, Rod Serling, and it never aired. And so I was able to utilize that material on the Blu-ray as well. So that was terrific. And when I was doing the book, I had no idea that technology would emerge where we'd be able to do that. But it was really, really fun to be able to share that with the world.
That's really cool. And knowing your affinity for The Twilight Zone and Star Trek, is your favorite episode "There's a Man on the Wing"?
It's one of the great ones. My favorite Twilight Zone episode was Rod's favorite. It was one called "Walking Distance," in which Gig Young is a very tired executive, and he goes to get a oil change at this garage and realizes his hometown is walking distance. So he walks back to his hometown, and he's in the hometown of his childhood. And it was Rod writing about that, because when he was in service, his father died, and he wanted to go home to the funeral, and he wasn't allowed to. Mm. And he never got to say goodbye to his father. And so that episode was Rod being able to go back in time and see his father and have that conversation that he didn't get to have. And it's a great episode. But there's so many great Twilight Zone episodes and so many great Star Trek episodes. I mean, these guys understood that you could write one episode of a TV show and it could change someone's life forever, for the better. And that's a huge responsibility, but also a huge opportunity. And because I was mentored by a lot of those writers, I accept that responsibility too. So I try to do, you know, I always bring my A game to whatever I'm writing. And with Space Command, there's such a great opportunity to comment on the world and comment on how we can, you know, include people and say, let's see what we can do here, you know. And it's super fun. I love science fiction because you take the issue out of the moment, because right now people are so polarized. And when you make it science fiction, they're not polarized. You know, science fiction is a big tent and it welcomes people of every political persuasion if they come with a good heart. And most people do. I mean, one place we can almost all of us agree on is we want our kids to be safe and healthy. We want them to have opportunities. You know, and that's not left or right. That's simply, you know, the human heart. And when you meet people on that level, people can agree on a lot of stuff.
Very well said. Everyone should check out Space Command Redemption. As Doug was kind of hinting at, he's starting to get his soul, and he wants to free some people. So we'll check into that plot as well. We've been speaking with Mark Scott Zikri. Congratulations, and thanks for coming on, man. And come back again. I got 100 more questions for you.
Oh, great. Well, happy to do it anytime. I've enjoyed our talk.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you. Once again, the movie is called Space Command Redemption. And I personally never got into The Next Generation. I think I was a little bit too old. But I think the generation right behind me, they really, really, a lot of people my age probably got into it too. I just looked up that Walking Distance episode here on Wikipedia. Ron Howard stars as the Wilcox boy. How about that? All right, we got a comedian on the other side, Kevin James Thornton. Come on back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco, around the world, American Forces Network as well. We're very happy to bring in comedian Kevin James Thornton. He is at Cobb's Comedy Club down here on Columbus. One night only, so don't be lazy. You got to see him tonight. Thursday. Kevin, welcome to the show. One night, man, you got to bring it. You got your A game. You're on rails. You're ready to go, right?
I'm ready to do it, man.
Now, I was looking at some of your merch, and congrats on having lots of merch, by the way. Can you explain
the people want the buttons and the stickers, but you know.
If you could explain to me, because I can't stop looking at it because I don't know what's happening, but for some reason, I also think it's hilarious. It's called A Hot Dog, and then is that you with the makeup wearing the hot dog suit and then like a crescent moon there?
Hey, man, I kind of lost my mind during the pandemic. That's what I'm going to chalk that up to. I made a lot of really weird stuff when I was in my house by myself.
But therein, I mean, the silver lining to the pandemic is that you started getting real big, right?
Yeah, man. It was just like an unexpected curveball in my life. I started making videos, and they took off, I think, because everyone was just sort of looking at their phones for a long time and just the right place at the right time. It just blew up.
So is that kind of like an alter ego with the makeup? Do you have a name, or is that just you goofing around?
Well, yeah, so that was my first attempt at trying to go viral on TikTok. It was called Cupcake Television. Why are we talking about this? But it didn't really work. There was a small group of people who were really into Cupcake. It was just a weird experiment. If you like super weird, that's Cupcake Television on social media.
By the way, one more merch thing and we'll move on. The caftan, normally $115, is on sale for $80.
Yeah, it's a discounted caftan. That was also a pandemic thing. I was just like in my house by myself, you know, not putting clothes on. So people associated me wearing weird clothes during the pandemic.
So where is the house now, and where were you reared originally?
Where's the house?
Yeah, where do you live now, and where are you from is what I'm getting at.
Man, I've been on the road with no break for 3 years. So all of my belongings are in a storage locker in Nashville. I have no address. I live in hotels. So I'm sort of just on the road permanently right now. But my stuff is in Nashville, and I grew up in a small town in Indiana.
All right. So I'm always interested in the path, because as Seinfeld says, there's no grad school for being a comedian. Were you the type who thought, hey, I want to try it? Or were you the type where your friends are like, you got to try it?
I was absolutely the class clown all through school. and always, you know, pulling pranks and making jokes and trying to make people laugh. But when I was younger, I wanted to be in a band. So, like, that's where I put all of my focus. And then eventually I kind of wore that out. It didn't work. And I moved to L.A. to start stand-up comedy, like, 17 years ago. So it's been a super long path and really experimental. But I didn't start stand-up until I was in my 30s, and I'm 50 now.
That's awesome. So was there anyone who took you under their wing? And then conversely, was there anyone who said, you're no good, kid, get out?
Yeah, so I started at the Comedy Store in L.A., and in that era, all of the, like, weekly headliners was, like, Chris D'Elia, Bobby Lee, Tony Hinchcliffe. He was, like, the host of the open mic, and he sort of, like, heckled people during the open mic, and after my first set at the Comedy Store, he got up and said, that wasn't funny. Just, like, said that to, like, the 10 people sitting at the Comedy Store during open mic.
Hinchcliffe said that.
Yep.
Wow. I've had Tony in here over the years, and, well, that's his persona, right? Is to be kill Tony. Yeah, always. But, you know,
I've gotten better. Just for the
record. Was Mitzi still around then?
She was still alive. I never actually met her, though. It was kind of in the era before when she stopped coming around. So Polly was in charge.
Polly. So not when Adam was there. Polly, huh?
Yeah.
So I was probably thinking you probably had to, like, you know, some of those store regulars, like, you know, Bobby Lee and Ari and Santino and those guys. Did you, like, would you do a Laugh Factory thing, or were you banned because you had to stay at the store?
No, well, in those days, I mean, just for context, in those days, I was just starting out.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think Chris D'Elia would remember me, but nobody else. I was just hanging out in the back trying to learn. I would get on stage occasionally when I could, but I, just for the record, I wasn't, like, with those guys. I was starting out watching those guys. I pretty much stuck to the store and the improv, but I'm a regular at the Laugh Factory now.
You know, a couple of months ago, I went to Chocolate Sundays. I didn't know what that meant, and
oh.
I was like the only yeah. white guy there.
Yeah. I love that room, man. I think that's the coolest room right now. I love the way that place feels.
Unless you were sitting where I am, it's a little claustrophobic. Like, I would stand up and my head would hit the roof.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
In the back.
That's good for comedy. You want low ceilings. Something about low ceilings is better for comedy.
So once you get the following and you think, oh my gosh, I have 1 million views, and then you turn around and you have 100 million views, is there a pressure to put something out every day, every few hours, or do you think, I'm not putting something out unless it's gold, because if I just put out stuff that stinks, but then again, it's like, well, we haven't heard from you in 3 days. Is that kind of a pressure?
Yeah, there definitely is. During, like, when my account was really growing, yes, there was absolutely of, like, do not take a break because this will go away. I'm in a place now where I don't post like that anymore. I feel like things have stabilized quite a bit for me. You know, I've been on the road. My shows are selling. So I don't feel as much pressure that I think some people do on social media. I definitely felt that pressure for a minute, but I feel like things have stabilized for me. So I don't post every day anymore.
I remember I've had him in studio here, Vic D. Beteto, and he put out a little video where he's, like, talking to his wife going, I'm going to go get the milk. And he's backing out of the driveway. And that had, like, more views than the last episode of MASH. And it's like, I had no idea why that worked. Funnily enough, Kevin James took him under his wing, put him in a Paul Blart movie. Was there something just completely innocuous, like, I'm going to go get the milk, that resonated and you're like, holy crap, that's the catchphrase?
For me? You know, like, I stumbled into my catchphrase, which is, it was the 90s. Completely by accident. And I started out telling stories of, like, embarrassing shit when I was growing up or, like, in college. And I just started saying it was the 90s. I don't even know where it came from, but that's the thing everyone latched onto. Like, those apps, you don't know what's going to catch on. I just I just weirdly lucked out. I don't know if I still understand why yeah. it clicked, but it did.
Cool. Just one little reminder, we are on the radio, so we can't swear. So.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Well, I remember I had Ice Cube on the show. I'm dropping names now. But he, when I asked him if he thought Bi Felicia would be part of, you know, our lexicon, he said it was just a line in the movie and never in a million years thought that that would be something.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah.
So the other thing I like about it is that when I think of TikTok, I think of, you know, 14-year-old girls, and then you're dominating, because I'm in my 50s too, so I'm rooting for you. You're dominating on TikTok. That's got to be kind of surreal, huh?
Yeah, well, I think that it definitely did start out as an app for teenagers doing silly dances, but it has grown into so many different communities. There's people of every age, you know, doing, there's cooking videos and comedy and education. I mean, there's everything. It's become its own sort of media beast.
In your little rundown here for Cause, it says that you're hilarious, heartfelt, and this is what I want to know about, the occasionally cringy moments. Is it like Larry David cringy? What are we talking about?
Yeah, most of my material is like, I grew up in a really religious community, you know, so a lot of my stories are about just like stupid stuff I did when I was a teenager, you know, kind of, you know, just trying to discover who I am in life. So a lot of my material is like my most embarrassing moments.
And how about a one-man show? Because, you know, I was a kid, it was Hal Holbrook as Mark Twain, which sounds bone dry. Well, I'm sure yours yeah. was, but what was your one-man show?
It was actually sort of a precursor to my, after I spent a couple years in L.A. learning, you know, the ins and outs of stand-up, I wrote, it was comedy, but it was more like the story of my religious upbringing. When I was writing it, I was like, this is more of like a theater piece rather than like a comedy club thing. So I hit the road doing theater festivals, and I did that for probably 3 or 4 years, but it was like an autobiographical. It was funny, but it was not quite stand-up.
So were you sort of Midwest, fire and brimstone, Church of Christ, very conservative?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of that, yep.
So are there anybody in the community who are like, we're proud of you, but like Rick said, don't swear?
Yeah. Well, so I actually have a lot of conservative Christians in my fan base because I think they just relate to the stories about growing up. Mm-hmm. But I should warn people that like my live show is a lot more off the rails language wise than my TikToks are. So brace yourself, you know, in that respect. TikTok doesn't, you know. You've got to be careful with your words in a way that I don't have to be on stage.
Kevin James Thornton, Cobb's Comedy Club down here on Columbus, and it will be tomorrow. I think I said tonight. It's tomorrow, right? It's Thursday.
It's tomorrow night, yep.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry about that. Thursday the 13th. Make sure to get down there. You got plenty of time to plan your night tomorrow at Cobb's Comedy Club. The big room, it's a former music venue, so it's got a high ceiling, and it goes way back. So make sure to sing from your diaphragm.
I will. I'll project.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. There's time to get in. Yes, everything's working. 1-800-878-PLAY.
Out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it.
It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We had some gremlins. We got back. We're here. We got a show tomorrow at 9 a.m. And once again, sorry to report, if you haven't heard, that Jerry West has passed away at the age of 86. One of the greatest players and one of the greatest executives of all time, and his silhouette has been used as the league logo. To this day, platitudes everywhere. As I said, born and raised in West Virginia, went to play for the Mountaineers, got to the championship game, lost to Pete Newell's Cal Golden Bears by 1 point. He's a second overall pick by the Lakers. Oscar Robertson was the pick ahead of him. But he and Elgin Baylor, they were the first of those great Lakers teams, and they just had to exist during the height of that Celtics dynasty led by Bill Russell. And Jerry West played in 9 NBA finals, and he only won one of them because of the Celtics. There was one, 1969, where they lost and he was still MVP of the series. He did get that elusive first ring in 1972, but then you think about it as executive in the Showtime era. I mean, he took over as the coach in the bicentennial. But he's a legendary executive. And I just think about his time when he left and Memphis Grizzlies and came to the Golden State Warriors, which when I was a kid, you would never think Jerry West would have anything to do with the Golden State Warriors at the time because they were so bad. But there was a proposed trade, Klay Thompson for Kevin Love, which I was actually for. Kevin Love gave you a double-double every night, and I didn't think Klay Thompson was that great. And Jerry West, basically the story was, he said, if you make that trade, I'll quit. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And they didn't make the trade, and Jerry West was right. And the Splash Brothers were born. after that. So not even scratching, because we got to hit the road here, but not even scratching the surface of everything that he did. But Jerry West, I mean, I'm sure people will say now it's time to put the Jumpman as the logo. I don't think that's going to happen. Especially now, maybe in a few years, we'll see. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll do it again right here on Sports Byline.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.